Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Hello, everybody. Today is August the 4th, 2020, and you're now listening to the Queen Quimo podcast. Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that good shit. Man, what's up, y'all? I know y'all like, bitch, you been gone. You been MIA. Like, we ain't got no episode. I know, man. I know. I'm trying to balance my life out, man. A lot of wonderful things and stressful things have been happening. In my life, you know, so I have to take my breaks and try to balance things out. But, you know, I always come back like a crack addict, you know, back at it like a crack addict. And I give y'all what y'all need. So, you know, if I don't post episodes, you know, you can always go back and listen to the other 200 some episodes that I got uploaded and published. And you can check out my other shows. So I also got a Sips Laughter Chatter podcast. I got a Black Hair Care Matters podcast. I got my YouTube channel. So y'all can always keep in touch with me. And if you like can't find me, you know, get on my Instagram, Queen Quimo. You know, just search Queen Quimo. You're gonna see me on Instagram. You know, get my followers up on there, you know. But anyway, shout out to y'all, man. So been busy, you know. Thank you to everyone, first of all, who has been shopping with me, buying products from me. For those of you who know or don't know, I got a natural hair care line called Queen Quimo Hair Care. I have a variety of different products to help with those who are trying to embrace their natural journey. So if whether you got locks, you got curls, you got waves, you know, you just got afro hair, you don't even got none of those, but you just want to start using more organic products, then that's when you hit me up. All of my products have been formulated with natural botanical ingredients with all hair types of mine. The whole purpose of me making these products is because I wanted something that was a little bit less, well, a whole lot less harsher than the products that you find at the stores with all of these sulfates and all of that shit up in there. So I really do take a lot of time to create my products. I really take a lot of time to research my products and, like I said, formulate my products. So it's not just like that I'm just throwing shit together. No, I really do a lot of research to make sure that the ingredients that I put together are actually beneficial for hair growth and cleansing. So all praise to the Most High for allowing me to make this happen. And thank you to all of you people who have been shopping with me, sharing my link, supporting. I really appreciate y'all, because it would not be no business if I didn't have the support of my customers, my family and friends that shop, share my links, and spread the word. So thank y'all, man. Thank you so, so much. So literally, I've been busy. Things have been picking up a lot more than what I have been used to. I still am a single business owner, solo entrepreneur. So, you know, things are starting to happen. So it's time for me to start expanding. So yeah, thank y'all, man. That's really why I haven't really been podcasting. Like, y'all know I love podcasting. I love talking to the people. I love sharing my opinion. But I like to make sure that I'm putting out good episodes, because number one, when people sit down and finally listen to a podcast, I want to have their undivided attention, you know. So if I'm just talking about some bullshit, ain't nobody gonna listen to that. So when I get to talking about that bullshit, I just go Facebook Live or Instagram Live. So if y'all ever like just, I miss hearing the podcast, you know, you can always follow me on social media. I'm always very active on that motherfucker. Woo! Shit, bug flew on me. But anyways, sorry y'all, I'm on my patio, you know. But yeah, everything is good my way. I hope everything is good y'all way. It's a couple of things I want to talk about on this motherfucker today. Number one, different shows I've been watching. I'm going to get into that in a minute. But anyways, yeah, I'm sitting on the porch. I like to do this early in the day. I'm a little bit later than usual today, sitting on this porch. Because sometimes I need to sleep in, because I've been up all night just trying to get stuff done, get all of my customers their products, like creating new products, launching different products. Projects and shit like that. So I'll be up. So today, it's probably about 10:20. I'm sitting on the patio. I was just out here talking to my neighbor, you know, and just letting some of this sun get into your body. So I want to encourage anybody. I know that the quarantine and the COVID got everybody feeling crazy. You know, you probably been getting anxiety. You just probably feeling like really anxious more than usual. You know, you may be depressed more than usual. When you start feeling like that, sit out in the sun, go walk in the grass, you know, and of course do your social distances, wear your mask, do what you're supposed to do, but get you some of this sunlight, you know, because every time that I get to feeling anxious or anytime that I get to feeling depressed, once I sit outside, I get some of God's creation in me, look out into the environment, you know, give me some sun, you know, give me some fresh air, I always end up feeling better. Every time I take me a walk, listen to some music, listen to a good podcast episode or a book, I always end up feeling better. So, you know, you can't just sit in the house when you're feeling like that. You gotta get out the house. When you start feeling like you just down, you start feeling like you're depressed, get out the house. Get you some sun, get you some fresh air, take you a walk. You know, don't just sit and bottle up those emotions. Don't just sit and bottle up and dwell in that depression. You know, you have to get out the house. It's hard, it's easier said than done, but it's so beneficial for you. Once you get out the house, you feel better. So, yeah. Of course, social distance, do your quarantining, do what you're supposed to do as far as that goes, but get out the house. Also, if you're feeling these emotions and you're feeling all crazy, find people that you can talk to, you know? Find somebody you can talk to and call them and start talking about different things, you know? If you just want something to take your mind away from things, read books, get into some activities. This is the perfect time to start doing things that you want to do as far as like starting businesses, doing projects. Like if you're just sitting in the house, find shit that you could do. Keep yourself busy. And also remember to stay prayed up, you know. Stay prayed up. Stay prayed up, you know. I know this shit is rough because trust me, I've been talking to so many people. The COVID got everybody feeling crazy. The quarantine got everybody feeling crazy. These stupid politicians got everybody feeling crazy. It's a lot going on in the world. So just find things to do, you know, to keep you grounded. Talk to people that are grounded. Find people that can help you through your outlets and also help yourself. Learn to get more in touch with yourself. Start journaling. Start identifying different things that you need to hold yourself accountable to and start making changes and corrections, you know, because you ain't good to nobody else if you ain't good to yourself, you know. And so that's a lot of shit that I also been working on too. You know, I really have been isolating myself. I've been making sure that I'm not accessible to everybody like I was, because I'm not mentally there, you know. So making sure that you're okay is important, and whatever the fuck you got to do to make sure you okay, you do that shit and you don't let nobody guilt trip you into it, okay? So take care of yourself out there, y'all. Love y'all. I don't know who needed to hear that, but I just felt like sharing. So anyways, main reason I wanted to do this podcast episode today, I wanted to talk about that fucking movie, Tijuana Jackson. So Tijuana Jackson is a movie created by, what's the guy's name? Hold on, I'm going to tell y'all his name in just a second. His name is, what is it? Something Romy. Oh, Ramoni Malco. So Ramoni Malco is in the movie. I think he actually wrote the movie. I'm not sure who the fuck wrote it, but I don't like it. I don't like it. But I do think that other people should watch it. Only because it's a lot of messages in that movie that I think we all can actually relate to. And it will definitely, it will make you feel uncomfortable. And I think that's the main point of the movie, is to make you uncomfortable to just, like, identify different things. So here's what I don't like about it. So, okay, the movie is called Tijuana Jackson. The guy's an ex-convict. He on parole. He gets out of parole. He wants to become a motivational speaker. So when he gets out, he lacks the support from his family to become a motivational speaker. He's pretty much institutionalized and still living his life outside, like he's still inside. But at the same token, he's still, like, very disciplined, have a lot of, like, good qualities in him as a man. But the reason why I don't really like it is because it's supposed to be comedy. And so it's a lot of shit that I feel like makes mockery and kind of humiliates our men, in a sense, that have been incarcerated or have been in the system. So that part of it, I definitely don't fucking like at all, because ain't nothing funny to me about a man being incarcerated. Ain't nothing funny to me about a man being demasculated. Ain't nothing funny to me about a man not being supported by those who he loved to get out and do the right thing. And so for me, it really did hurt me a lot, because I've just been around it. Like, the people that I love so much, I got so many men that I really, really love, even women I really love, that have been special to me in my life, that have been incarcerated. And I see how hard it is for them, how challenging it is for them, how... I see how hard it is for them when they get out of the system to thrive, you know? And so that's what really is, it was hard for me to watch and difficult for me to watch, because, you know, I lived through that shit, you know? I lived through that shit. Like, my boyfriend for very many years have been incarcerated. Friends have been incarcerated, cousins, you know, just a lot of people I really fuck with, like a lot of men that I really, really fuck with have been in this system, you know, in this fucking system. And it really is a trap, and it started at a young age, you know, like, it's a really fucked up system. So for me, it's not funny. Like, I don't think that it's funny at all. I didn't laugh. I don't think I laughed throughout the whole fucking movie. I don't think that I laughed, because I didn't think that it was funny. But at the same token, I definitely get why he did it. I think he did it in that way, number one, to make people uncomfortable. Number two, for people to actually sit down and watch it. Because it, oftentimes, if you start talking about criminal justice, or you start talking about mass incarceration or anything like that, don't nobody want to sit down, because it's too intense and too serious. So I think that he did it in a comedy form to get people to actually sit down and watch it. So when you watch it, it's going to make you uncomfortable. But I really saw a lot of the imagery and the subliminals that he put into the documentary to get people to open their eyes to what's going on through a lot of these people when they come home. So, like, for example, he got out. He said he wanted to become a motivational speaker. He said he didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to, like, work. And I get that. When you really listen to him, and, like, he wanted freedom. Everything when you get out, like, for an inmate, is trying to keep you back in shackles, keep you institutionalized. And so many men, they end up going back into the jail, into the system, because they don't have the structure. They don't have a structure to be independent. They don't have an independent mind frame, because for so many years, even like as young as adolescents, they started incarcerating these men and creating an institutionalized chain over their mind. So if you talk to a lot of people that have been in jail, or a lot of people that go to jail a lot, they started going in jail, they was like 12, 13, 14, you know, going to JDC, going to boys school, going to things like that. And then as they get older, it just kind of keeps happening, because being out here in the free world and having to make the decisions for themselves is too hard because they never had to do it. And so that's why I really have always been for like doing some sort of change with criminal justice. So I think the movie, it kind of shows you that. Even though it's supposed to be in a comedy form, it shows you that the reason why this man is institutionalized is because of the system that he lives in. So with him trying to become free, he was trying to be a motivational speaker. His family telling him, no, he needs to go get a job. The parole officer telling him, no, he needs to get a job. Everybody telling him, no, you know. So he decided to pursue and chase his dream. And he was, like, explaining because when you're trying to do right, everybody trying to tell you how you should do it, like how you should do right. But when he was down and out and incarcerated, nobody didn't give a fuck at all. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody came and saw him, nobody visited him, nobody sent money. It wasn't that important for them to be in his life when he was gone. Like y'all gotta watch it, man. It really rubbed me the wrong way because like I said, I got too many, this shit personal for me. I didn't think it was funny at fucking all. So hopefully though, and this is my goal, I'm going to do more research about this. My goal is to do some more research about that man that created that movie and what the intent was. Hopefully, though, that the money that he got from this film, he's using to help men that's incarcerated or who freshly come home. And that he taking this situation and using it to help those, you know, who've been incarcerated or who institutionalized. Because if you just make a mockery and you just trying to make some movies and make some money, I'm definitely not with that shit, you know. Although, like I said, it just gave me mixed emotions only because it was so personal for me. It made me very uncomfortable. It made me very pissed off. And I didn't think that it should have been a fucking comedy movie. I do felt like if someone sat down and watched that movie, their eyes would be open to a lot of things that goes through a person's mind as an inmate. A person who's been gone and incarcerated for so long. Even though I felt like a lot of that shit was like stereotypes. A lot of that shit really wasn't accurate. You know? A lot of that shit really wasn't accurate. So, he took like the stereotypes of like what white people say or what people say about men that been in prison. And he turned it all into a comedy sketch. But he still had, it still was some messages in it at the end of the day. It still was a lot of truth in it at the end of the day. You know? So, I think y'all should watch it and y'all should let me know what y'all think. But I am going to do some more research about the movie Tijuana Jackson just because, like I said, I did not like it. I did not like it. I ain't going to act like I liked it. I did not like it. But like I said, I do feel like it was some messages in there that you could catch if you're conscious enough to catch them, you know. So check it out. Y'all let me know what y'all thought about it. But yeah, y'all know I'm gonna keep it all the way G. I ain't like it. I don't think nothing funny about no black man going to jail. I don't think nothing funny about no black man being away from their family. I don't think nothing funny about no black man being demasculated. I don't think anything at all is funny about that. I am like a huge advocate for fucking men who've been incarcerated and just black men in general. I literally love my brothers. Like, I love the fuck out of them. So you gonna have to come correct when you come for them. Or I'm gonna be on that shit with you. I just don't like it. I don't like it. But, you know, if I remove my emotions and I really look at the logic of that movie, I do think, hopefully, that his intentions was in the right place. So this is why I'm gonna do my research on my end to see what the fuck his intention was with this fucking movie, you know? But yeah, it wasn't funny to me at all. I didn't crack one fucking funny. I actually got really sad. And it made me want to write all of my homies and all the people that I love that's gone. You know, I did not like it. So free the real, you know, fuck the fakes and the snakes. Free the real, you know, that's how I feel about that, you know. But anyways, watch that. And I also watched The Shy. Finally started watching The Shy and I fucking love The Shy. The Shy is a good ass movie. I mean, The Shy is a good ass show. So I did not grow up in Chicago. Majority of my family is from Chicago, but I never grew up in Chicago. So, but I grew up in Gary. So it's a lot of shit on that movie I could relate to because Gary is so close to Chicago. You know, there's a lot of people from Chicago that live in Gary. So it's just a lot of shit in that show that I really did fuck with. And that shit is real. You know, it just show you like You be just thinking killing going on in Chicago. No, it be shit going on. This shit, it be real shit going on. Real political shit going on, you know. And that's what really fucks me up, right? With the system, right? They be like, black people are thugs. They criminals. They do this. Y'all need to stop killing each other. Y'all need to stop shooting each other. Well, if you look at America as a whole, why the fuck y'all only blaming us for this shit when we all do the same shit? Like, when these Americans go to other countries and start fucking them up and start shooting shit and start stealing shit from them, they probably look at us like thugs and criminals. So then when we here in America, everybody look at us like we thugs and criminals. Everybody blaming us. How the fuck is it us when it's happening all across the board? So when you really look at shit, though, it really be politics. It really be politics. Like, you know, people be like, oh, y'all just shooting and killing everybody. No, he owed this nigga some money. That's the consequence that he get for owing some nigga some money. Now, is it right? No, it's not right. The laws need to change. The rules need to change, you know. But the thing is, man, look, I ain't even finna keep getting on all of that. All I'm gonna say is this. The thing is that motherfuckers need to stop blaming niggas for doing all the shooting and killing and look at the whole country as a whole, period. Don't be saying that it's just the niggas, because we really be doing shit that I ain't even finna get on that, y'all. I ain't even finna get on that because I ain't in the mind frame to talk about that yet. So I'll talk about that another day on another episode. But anyways, fuck what everybody talking about. Stop blaming the niggas, period. Period. Stop blaming the niggas, period. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, I've been watching The Shy. I fucks with The Shy. What else have I watched? I finally started catching back up on How to Get Away with Murder. I'm just not starting the season 6, you know, of that. And what else did I watch? I watched Fatal Affair. Everybody said Fatal Affair was trash. I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was way better than that ashtray bitch shit. I thought that Fatal Affair was a good fucking movie. I just thought that the ending was very trash. The ending of that movie was trash. And I also felt like instead of them using Omar Epps, they should have used Terrence Howard. Terrence Howard would have played a really good Fatal Affair person, you know. Omar Epps ain't the guy for that. He really wasn't sexy to me like that. And this is no shade to him. He's not ugly. He's an attractive man. But I felt like Terrence Howard just got that charm and that, you know, that Lucius shit going on. You know, he just look at you in your eyes and he just be doing this shit with his eyes and shit. Like, they should have used Terrence. They should have called Terrence, damn it. They should have called Terrence, and Fatal Affair would have been a better movie, you know. But overall, I thought the movie was good. I thought everybody had good wigs on, and it was good. It was a good movie, you know. So shout out to Nia Long and all of them. You know, they did that movie. You know, it was quickly put together, but I thought it was still well put together, except for the ending. The fucking ending was terrible. It was trash. Like, it was so fucking trash. It wasn't good. The ending wasn't good. But when you really think back, when you think back at all of the movies, they did a thing when they made the movie. And I don't think a lot of people saw this. See, imagery matters. Even though it still was a fucked up imagery matters. This time, you know, normally it'd be Fatal Attraction. It'd be the man doing the cheating. This one, the girl was doing the cheating. The girl. It usually be like, oh, the black man was cheating, or, you know, this person was cheating. Now, this time, the woman was cheating. She was the one cheating, doing her slick shit, you know, playing with that man's heart, you know? And so it showed a different perspective. You know, it didn't show like, oh, well, normally it's the crazy woman, or, you know, a woman being all crazy that's being the Fatal Attraction. This time it's showing the man. So it showed different imagery. Okay? Showed different imagery. So shout out to them. You know, it showed different examples of that. And even though people say we didn't need it, I think we did need it. I think we did need it. And I think it was good. It's just the ending was very trash. They get an F for it. But yeah. This enough of my convo for today, y'all, because I'm sitting on my porch. Y'all can hear the wind blowing. I just wanted to check in with y'all, let y'all know I'm good. Still buying black, you know, still shouting out the businesses on my page, sharing the businesses in my group, still doing all of that shit, man, because I'm going to be black to the day that I die. So, If you have any products or like brands that you want supported or something like that, make sure that y'all tag me. Tag me, you know, if you're selling shit, because I will buy it. But it's a couple of things that I do ask. Number one, let me know the benefits. Okay, what do this product do? Number two, how much is it? Number three, where can I buy it? I don't want to inbox nobody, y'all. I don't want nobody inboxing me, telling me all of this stuff. Just tag me, and then be very specific. You know, be very specific, not just for me, but for the other people that's watching that's going to shop with you. Because if you be very specific on your post, and you be very specific of what you sell, how much it costs, what it do, you're going to get more sales. So I'm trying to help people. Like, it's not that I'm trying to be stuck up on no other old goofy shit, because y'all know I'm not even that type of person. I'm trying to show y'all, like, this is how you conduct a good sale. This is business. This is business. Be specific with what you're selling. Put the links to what you're selling. Let me know how I could buy it. And be very, very specific on the post. Because guess what? You know how a lot of people watch your shit and they never going to say nothing. It's a lot of people that do that. You know, it's a lot of people that get on your page and they never going to say nothing. It's a lot of people want to buy shit from you, but they don't want to talk to you. Sometimes that person is me. Sometimes I want to buy shit, but I don't want to talk, because I talk all day, every day. I be talking to people all day, every day. So sometimes I don't want to talk. I just want to see what it do. I want to read it. I want to buy it. And I want to move on with my life. So make it easier for people that are like me, that just want to spend money and that's it. They don't want to talk. Make it easier for your customers, okay? Make it easier. So when you make a post and you make an ad, put what you're selling, how much it costs, what are the benefits, where they could buy it, and that's it, okay? If you got those minimum things on your post, then guess how many sales you're going to get? A lot. How many sales you got? A lot, period. You're going to get a lot. I'm telling you. So I love y'all. I'm finna get up out of here. I got a lot of shit I need to do today. Again, if y'all look for some natural hair care products, get on queenquaymo.com. I still got journals. I still got books. I got more books and journals on the way. More products on the way. So make sure you subscribe. Check out my YouTube channel, queenquaymo.com. It's a lot of shit in the works, y'all. I'm a very busy, busy woman. And excuse me. Sorry, y'all. Drinking coffee. I'm a very, very busy woman, but I try my hardest to like stay consistent with what I give those who support me and love me, because I do love and support y'all back, you know. So it ain't just about me doing shit for me. This is about me being able to get on so I can stretch my hand out and help everybody else get on. Reach one, teach one. That's what it's all about. But again, like I said in my last episode, we can have all these things in our abundance, but if we ain't got no motherfucking discipline, we still lacking. So let's become more disciplined in how we do things, y'all. Let's get it done. But I love y'all. Enjoy your day. You know, that's it. Bye. It's Quaymo in the house. We gon' party in this bitch. And I say it's Monday, gon' get lit. Wake up, gon' and talk some shit. Listen to my episode, you know you want to. Gon' spread the word, you know you bout to. I don't care if it's whack, don't care if it's tacky. I'ma keep doing the shit like wacky tacky. I'ma rap all day till you get the picture. Spread this shit, nigga, tell your sister. Tell your mama, nigga, tell your daddy. I'm hungry as hell, I could go for spaghetti. And I keep on rapping, cause I'm trying to get my podcast up. Nigga, come around this bitch and I just shut the fuck up. Listen to this shit I'm speaking, cause you know I got a reason why you niggas trying to listen. So you know you better not tripping. Listen to my episode, this the 10th episode. Okay, I quit. Y'all know I had to put something in there that just threw y'all off. But yeah, wake up, it's Monday. This Quay Quay. And I do this all day, day. You know I like to play all the time, cause you know I rhyme. I don't never use a pen, I don't write no lines. I just speak this shit at the top of my mind. And I do this shit all day, and I tell you one more time, like, go girl, it's your birthday. We gon' wake it up on this Monday. Go girl, it's your birthday. Okay, I quit. I'm done, y'all. But just be expecting more, cause I got bars. And I'm finna get up in the car and get me a goddamn coffee. They say I'm chocolate like toffee. Okay, I quit.
When we were coming out of slavery, we were more committed to the institution of marriage than we are today. We didn't have the knowledge that we had today. We didn't have the opportunities that we have today. We didn't have the hope necessarily of a great future that we could produce today. But evidently what we had is more important than what we presently have. And what was that? We had a deep commitment and love for the person who we were giving our lives to.